Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. A soundcheck session from our archives. Those archives go back 20 years, but this session is slightly more recent. It's from 2017. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The new album by Saltland is called A Common Truth. It is an uncommonly beautiful record, and like the film An Inconvenient Truth, it's about climate change. And, like An Inconvenient Truth, it is essentially the vision of one person. In this case, the cellist, vocalist, and composer Rebecca Foon. She's a longtime part of the thriving independent music scene in Montreal. She played in the Silvermount Zion and in the post-rock world music group Esmerine. Her first album as Saltland featured lots of guests from Arcade Fire and other Montreal bands. Her new album, though, is largely solo, and that is how she will play for us today here in our studio. The first piece is called ICA. Here is Saltland, live on Soundcheck. Thank you.
disarray.
That is Saltland, the work of cellist and vocalist Rebecca Foon, and a song called ICA. The new Saltland record is called A Common Truth, but that song is from the first Saltland album, which was called I Thought It Was Us, But It Was All of Us. That song gives me a chance to ask you about that first album title. One of the great things about art is you don't always need to understand something to like it. And I've always, that something about that title is always, I really like it, even though I don't really know what it means.
I probably feel the same way about it, but it does come from a sense of interconnectedness. All our amazing accomplishments in life and problems all come from all of us.
Well, you know, that construction, us and all of us. I've seen that once before. It's at the very end of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Right.
Where, you know, he wishes for us and for all of us.
Yeah, because I remember actually reading an interview by Michael Keaton, and he was talking about how he hates clubs. And for me, that is what that means. Because us can very much reference like your community, your friends, your family, your borders, your gated community. And all of us references every human being or every sentient being on this planet.
which then gets us neatly to the topic of your second album as Saltland, which is climate change, essentially.
Yeah.
So in calling it A Common Truth, were you giving a nod to Al Gore and An Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But I think it's interesting because the first Saltland album, which was finished in 2013, I was tapping into some of these issues, but I didn't feel the sense of urgency that I do today.
Yeah,
So the first Saltland album weaves in ideas of climate change, but it also, you know, it really weaves in ideas around community building and fostering green cities through community initiatives. And like the High Line was an inspiration for me, urban design.
Here in New York, yeah.
Yeah, just ideas like that I was very moved by and inspired about community and community building to create the world we want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this album, much, much more, I feel the state of emergency that we're in.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to communicate that.
Well, in choosing the name Saltland for your soul, I mean,
right.
Salting the land is a pretty good way of, you know, a time-honored tradition of one army, evacuating and salting the land so
right.
that the next group of people can't grow any food there. You know?
Right. Yeah, interesting. Gosh, it's dark and it all kind of makes sense now. It's funny. I do find it hilarious in life with creativity and kind of accessing a state of consciousness that maybe we don't fully understand to create the things we create. You never really know what's going to come out. And I think now, like looking back when I came up with Saltland, it's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd be making this album. But
well, you mentioned how the first album was about community building and you got a sense of a community making that record. You know, you had
right. yeah,
musicians
exactly.
from various bands that you've played with
yeah.
and from various other Montreal bands.
And dear friends.
This album, it's just you for the most part and Warren Ellis,
yeah.
who Nick Cave fans will know from
yeah.
his long association with Nick. But this is mostly a Rebecca Foon project, it
right.
seems.
Yeah. I was really trying to create an album that was intimate, that had emotional depth. The lyrics gave me a chance to communicate some of those ideas intellectually, but through some type of poetic sensibility. But for me, that was really important to try to tap into some type of emotional depth. And for me to do that and channeling whatever it was that needed to come out, it was through playing cello and
mm-hmm.
singing.
Well, now that could have taken you down a very dark road, you know, and there are
awesome.
Moments where, you know, you've got lots of cello and that's a
yeah.
dark-hued instrument.
Right.
But the overall tenor of this record, it's not a cry of alarm. It's certainly not screed.
Right.
You know, there's something very kind of gentle and almost soothing
nice.
About it, it seems.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know whether that was
yeah,
intended, but
I don't know either, but I do know that how I feel about where we are right now in the state of the world is I do feel very hopeful, even though I do feel a sense of emergency and that the time is now to make the shifts that we need to make to live on a planet that we are excited to live in.
Mm-hmm. So this next song you're going to do called Light of Mercy,
right.
I mean, this actually, the melody is kind of catchy and, you know, it's not what I would call a prototypical climate change song,
awesome.
You know?
Well, yeah, because I think we're in a state, like a time where I think it's really important to tap into what's going on so that we're honest about it. But that doesn't mean that what comes out of you in terms of an artist needs to be sad and depressing and dark. Like, I just think we need to be honest about what's going on to be able to transcend it.
And if you're hopeful, then, you know, be honest about that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You want to play the song for us?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
All right. We're speaking with Rebecca Foon. She records under the name Saltland, all one word. And this song called Light of Mercy is from her most recent album entitled A Common Truth. She's performing solo here in the studio today. Voice, cello, electronics, and a live performance of her song Light of Mercy.
How
get ourselves here. Perpetual stage of greed or wanting more. To what end? I really don't know. Seems like we can't even ask the right questions, although science speaks
And that, once again, is a song called Light of Mercy. It is from the latest album by Saltland, which can be a project that encompasses a number of musicians, but at its heart, Saltland is the work of Rebecca Foon. And a very different version from what we hear on the album.
Yeah, stripped down.
Yeah, and in this kind of more skeletal form where you can actually hear the bones of the piece,
yeah.
It strikes me that if you took these melodies outside of this kind of electronic, this spacey wash of sound, they're kind of folk melodies. They're
yeah,
kind of folk songs like.
Totally. They are.
So is that, do you have that in your musical background? How did you come to this kind of music making?
Who knows? But but I do love folk music. I listen to a lot of it. And I guess, so, you know, who knows what comes out of you? Back to that concept. But
yeah.
I have a classical background, and it took me a while to give myself permission to kind of take a step outside of that world and not feel guilty about it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took me about 10-15 years.
Wow.
But I did it.
Wait a minute,
here
I spent 15 years learning to play this Bach thing, and now I'm going to play da
da. Yeah, totally.
But when you're playing, da, 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 there's also a shadow sound going along. So there's like an electronic
sparkle pedal.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I call it the sparkle pedal.
Okay. But this way of making music with, you know, looping devices and delays and programming and stuff, you don't go from playing Bach and Kodály and the rest of the cello repertoire to that. You know, that's there must have been some in-between step.
Yeah, oh, definitely. So I grew up in Vancouver, and I studied classical music in Vancouver. And then when I was 17, I decided to move to Montreal because I had this feeling that I would play music in Montreal. Not that I knew anything about Montreal or the music scene. And so I moved there, and sure enough, shortly after, I met tons of dancers at first, and I started composing for dance, and that it just opened up creativity in me, a creative language of composition and learning how to compose with movement, brought ideas and melodies to my brain, and I started to kind of try new things, and then I met a bunch of musicians. That then led me to joining Silver Mount Zion and Sapphire to Flames, and then from there, continuing on the path.
Well, and, you know, for folks who only know the stars of the Montreal scene, you know, Arcade Fire and all that, they are kind of the tip of the iceberg there.
Right.
I mean, there's all these little scenes that are not scenes. They kind of interconnect with each other.
And those people are involved in those other projects as well. And that's the thing that's nice about Montreal is, like, for example, like, I was collaborating with people in Godspeed and Arcade Fire, like, when I was 18. And, like, we kind of all moved there around the same time or within a 10-year period of each other. And so we grew up together.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And people, it's just so beautiful because it's a small city and the Anglo part of that city music scene is also very small. Although there is it's not like a divide.
Right, it's not like Belgium, you know, where the French...
It's important to say that,
Where the French enter on one side of the building and the Flemish enter on the other side. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
No, like, it's just there's a beautiful creativity to that city that's not connected deeply to money. So there's a real ethical love for creativity and vision and collaboration. And we grew up in that culture, which was really nice.
Yeah. Now, speaking of ethics, it would be sort of unethical for you to put out an album about climate change in which you talk the talk but didn't walk the walk.
Awesome.
But what's wrong? Totally. You
no,
like
I
that
know.
Segue, huh?
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. I know.
So, but you do walk the walk, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm a part of different initiatives, I guess. I co-founded Pathway to Paris with a dear friend, Jesse Paris Smith. It's basically an initiative that brings together artists and speakers and thinkers around climate change in a dialogue. So this album was written, we were organizing a major concert, two major concerts in Paris during the UN Climate Change Conference in 2015 in December. And so that year I had a lot of anxiety, and I probably took it on too much emotionally in terms of that fear. Anyway, so this album I wrote kind of as my own channeling and therapy for my anxiety around the Paris Agreement and if we were going to establish it. And I think a lot of that ties to city work and cities, creating resilient, beautiful cities that we're excited to live in that are fossil fuel free dependent.
Mm-hmm. Which?
Independent. Free of fossil fuels.
Yes, right. Free of fossil fuels. Not free of fossil fuel independence.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that sort of neatly gets us into this next piece you're going to do for us, which is the quote-unquote single from the record in that it was released first, which is I Only Wish This For You, which seems to be that kind of, you know, this is my hope, you know, this is, like you were saying,
a sustainable
future. Calm myself down in the course of all this.
Totally. It's like basically if you were to sing to children, it's singing to them about a hope for a sustainable future, that if you were to imagine 2050, that it would be a world that was no longer dependent on fossil fuels.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a very, very small carbon footprint for Rebecca Foon's live performances here in the studio today and for when she takes this out on the road. You want to play the song for us?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. It's called I Only Wish This For You. Picking up the cello here in the Soundcheck studio, it's Rebecca Foon recording as Saltland.
Thank you.
I Only Wish This For You is the name of the song. You'll find it on the new Saltland record called A Common Truth. Saltland is the work of Rebecca Foon, and you just heard her singing, playing the cello, and handling the electronics live here in the studio. So we've been talking, obviously, Rebecca, about your Saltland project, but I've also been a fan of Esmerine, this kind of weird post-classical chamber, post-rock with world music instrument band that comes and goes occasionally there in Montreal. Is it coming again? Or?
It is, yeah. We're working on a new album.
Oh, great. And do you just play cello in Esmerine?
Or? I play cello. I started singing a little bit. I play a little glockenspiel, a little guitar, tenor guitar.
Nice.
Shake it up a bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, the album A Common Truth is out from Saltland. And Rebecca, it's been great fun having you with us here in the
thank
studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.